On the Lighter Side, by Evelyn Drury. Hello to everyone. I hope you have all had a very nice holiday season, and that 2010 will be a happy, healthy and successful year for us all. This story came to me from a friend, and perhaps those of you who have prosthetic eyes can relate to it, even if you haven't had similar experiences. Shirley had gone to the final dress rehearsal for a very important performance, which was to be put on by their church. Page 48. Choir. All was in order with everyone seated and ready to start. While leaning forward to pick up something from the floor, she heard a noise that sounded like something hitting the floor near her foot. She had been having some problems with her prosthetic eye, and was afraid she knew what had caused that noise. When she quickly put her hand up to her left eye, her worst fears were confirmed, nothing was there. So she tried to lean down in hopes of quickly finding the missing eye, and putting it back in place before things actually got underway. When she didn't have any luck finding it, she leaned back in her seat, and started very carefully moving her foot about, still hoping she would locate it. Suddenly, things were underway, and they launched into their first song of the evening. She was singing her heart out. But in the back of her mind she was still very concerned about what had happened to her eye, and how, or even if she could get it back. All of a sudden someone took her hand, and placed her wayward eye in it. At the end of the hymn she quickly reinserted it, and made it through the rest of the performance with no more problems. At the break she learned the rest of the story. The eye had apparently rolled or bounced toward the front, where it was spotted by someone in the front row. They had quickly picked it up and handed it off to the person in the row just behind them. This process was repeated a few more times, until it finally reached the person in front of Shirley, who placed it in her hand. I guess there's nothing quite like teamwork,